Jebi ga. Komplicira se.
Unikomplex. Oddaja, v kateri razgaljamo že povsem razgaljeno in tako imenovano odprto univerzo in nje tegobe.
Tveganje in nezaželene učinke rešujte samo organiziranjem in sindikalnim delovanjem.
Po konceptualnem premoru zaradi izrednih unikompleksov nadaljujemo z iskanjem alternativnega pristopa k izobraževanju. Medtem, ko smo zavrnili permisivno izobraževanje, ker nočemo vzgajati vase zagledanih japijev in si kasneje priznali, da avtoritarni pristop ni ravno najboljša rešitev, ker vzgaja podredljive osebke, smo na koncu obupali nad možnostmi, ki jih prinašajo okviri trenutnega sistema. Zato smo se na koncu zazrli v alternative zunaj okvirjev. Prav te bomo tokrat poskušali konkretizirati in nekoliko bolj teoretske koncepte iz prejšnjega unikompleksa postaviti na realna tla. Medtem, ko si je v obstoječih okvirjih nemogoče predstavljati izobraževanje brez avtoritete, se nam zunaj njih ponuja odgovor na vprašanje njene razrešitve. Najdemo jo predvsem v disciplini, pa ne v pokroviteljski oziroma avtoritarni, ampak samo omejujoči disciplini, ki temelji na odgovornosti. Nekateri, recimo jim akademiki, bi tako delovanje postavili v teoretske koncepte radikalnega, skupnostnega, odnosnega ali libertarnega izobraževanja. Kakorkoli že, v alternativi, ki prisega na socialno noto, gre predvsem za opolnomočenje vseh vključenih v proces. Opolnomočenje se zgodi prek odnosov v skupini in novo pridobljenega znanja, ki izhaja iz potreb posameznikov ali skupine. Ko govorimo o odnosih, mislimo predvsem na nehierarhično organiziranje, ki ne priznava samoumevnih avtoritet, ter temelji na dialogu in enakosti aktivnih udeležencev. Ko govorimo o znanju, pa ciljamo na vsebine, za katere so udeleženci zainteresirani bodi si zaradi osebnih interesov, bodi si zaradi potrebe v skupnosti. V obeh primerih gre za znanje, ki nadgrajuje njihovo vednost, ter bo v realni povezavi z dogajanjem v njihovem okolju, kar spodbuja kritičnost misli. Takšna znanja opolnomočijo posameznike, jih pripravijo na akcijo in posledično olajšajo aktivno poseganje v njihovo skupnost. Kljub temu, da bi lahko tudi pri nas iskali žepe tovrstnih procesov, smo se raje odločili primerne sogovornike poiskati v tujini, kjer se korenito drugačne prakse izobraževanja izvajajo bolj konsistentno. V nadaljevanju Unikompleksa bomo križali dva pogovora. Enega smo posneli z anarhističnim kolektivom Tripod iz Škotske, ki se je v okviru gibanja organiziral v kooperativo in izhaja iz potreb ustajniškega gibanja. Osnova za delovanje kolektiva oziroma kooperative se je začela v vrhuncu gibanja Camp for Climate Action med letoma 2008 in 2009. Več o ozadju kolektiva nam je povedala Lucy.
There was a lot of new energy, but there were also kind of people involved from the 1990s who in Britain have been campaigning against a big road building project that happened in the 90s and also trying to stop genetic modification of food. And it was felt that, you know, a lot of these people who had more experience might have useful kind of skills for the people with new energy. And there was a lot of enthusiasm to skill share and for people to learn from each other and learn from the mistakes of the past as well and build on those mistakes and to try and do things in a different way. So it felt like there was a need for spaces for that kind of skill sharing to happen. And in particular, there wasn't anything, there was no collective really that kind of tried to make those spaces happen in Scotland. So we felt that was something that we could try to do. So just a group of friends who had been campaigning together came together and tried to discuss what we might want to do. We were all interested in education for action. And so we got together and started the collective. And then from then, it's been a constant process of discussion and adapting what we do and trying to explore different methods of education.
O tem, kako so znotraj kooperative organizirani in kako delujejo, pa Lucy pravi takole.
Officially we are a workers cooperative, so that is how we are kind of registered, is as a workers cooperative. So that means that all seven members are directors, so we have an equal say in what happens, and we try to work together to make sure that the collective is what each of us wants it to be. We organise together by meeting face to face, and we try to do that quite regularly. It changes depending on how much work we are doing. If we have a lot of workshop requests, then we will meet more often. We usually get approached by groups and asked to facilitate certain workshops that they think they need. And when we are asked to provide a session of education, we discuss amongst ourselves if we want to work with them, and there's some loose criteria that we have that help us to decide if we will work with them or not, and that is usually if their politics are reasonably similar to our own, and if we think that we can provide something useful, and if we will learn something by doing the session. And then we work out who will do it, and that's usually just to do with who is available. And then we communicate with the group and liaise with them and try to develop an agenda that meets their needs. So as well as doing the workshops and trainings, we also have quite big ambitions, which don't quite happen, to produce resources for radical organising. And this sort of thing takes a lot of time, which is not something that we have very much of. Everyone who is involved in Tripod also has other political commitments as well as other work. So it's something we'd like to do in the future, but we haven't started yet really to produce resources, although we have had lots of conversations about what that might include.
Drugim kolektivom iz Grčije je zgodba malo drugačna. Tamkajšnji antiavtoritarci, poznani pod imenom Alfa Kappa, so pred dvema letoma in pol okupirali zapuščeno šolo v Solunu, sicer v lasti ortodoksne cerkve, ter obudili prejšnji namen stavbe na malo drugačen način. Kljub drugačnemu pristopu, ki se odraža v fizični konkretnosti socialnega prostora, gre za podobne principe delovanja kot v škotskem kolektivu. Več o inicijativi sta napovedala Simos in Herkules.
So, the collective is called, well, it's a free social space called a school for the to learning freedom, something like that. I cannot translate it exactly. So it is supposed to be a place that works with horizontal structures and meetings, that open meetings accessible to everybody, to promote this kind of direct democracy and participating in something common, and having some responsibility and organizing things in a collective base. So that's what it is.
Before, the most people who did the squad were in another collective called Buenaventura, and the most people of them, plus some people that they were from the neighborhood of the school, and some people that were interested in this squad, came here, they saw that the school was abandoned, and they decided to get into and to start the squad.
Pestrost vseh sodelujočih v šoli prinaša tudi veliko razgibanost dejavnosti, ki obsegajo vse od sestankovanja, koncertov, študijskih skupin do samoorganizirane preskrbe s hrano.
So the main we have two main assemblies. One is the political, but it also does practical things. And the other one is the assembly from the students. So they do most practical things and less political. It's like to have the place going, function. There are two political groups. It's the Alpha Kappa of Thessaloniki. And we have some anarchist syndicalists.
Also, that they make their meetings here. When Hercules said before about students, it's just a way to refer to the people who participate in plays. It's not that they are students. Here participate people from different ages: workers, unemployed, students from the university, students that they still go to high school. And so this place has a lot of different people all together, you know, people that were retired also, because the place is used for various things, not only for sharing knowledge like the lessons, but also for the political meetings of these organizations we referred before, these collectives.
We want to have a network of these collectives so we can fight capitalism actually. Like we want to have a grocery shop, a cooking shop, like a pharmacy or some doctors maybe. There are ideas like to create a PC service store and whatever we can do, so we have a network that say you don't have to go to the capitalism for your needs, just to cover your needs with this network.
Yeah, all these groups and initiatives gather in one group that works in the school that is called Group for the Solidary Economy.
V Tripodu na Škotskem je delovanje usmerjeno nekoliko drugače, ker za razliko od socialnega centra šole v Grčiji kolektiv predstavlja zaokroženo celoto, je temu primeren tudi njihov način delovanja. Namesto ustvarjanja skupnosti jim je prioriteta opolnomočenje skupnosti v uporu, ki že obstaja. Več o delavnicah, okoljih in udeležencih, kjer delujejo, pa v naslednji izjavi.
Our workshops cover lots of different topics and they range from consensus decision making and facilitation, direct action, strategy for campaigns, power and privilege, sustainable activism, and training for trainers. So training for trainers is like a Skillshare in running workshops, so that people can choose their own topics and Skillshare with their friends and with their colleagues. So those are most of the topics that we cover. And in terms of the locations, most of the work that we do is in Scotland, although some of the work I have done has been in Europe, including Slovenia. So yes, we have done workshops in squats, we have done workshops in social centres, in squatted land projects as well, in fields, in woodland. and also in kind of more typical university buildings and that kind of spaces. So it changes a lot depending on the group and depending on the topic. Almost everybody that we get asked to provide workshops for is involved, is active in trying to make social change happen. So they are either part of a grassroots campaigning organization, and that might be environmentalists, people who are supporting asylum seekers, people involved in social centers. We also get asked to help with workshops for groups that are building alternatives, so housing cooperatives, squats, groups that are doing solidarity work for prisoners, and we are recently starting to do more work with asylum seekers and immigrants directly, and also to work with the organisations that support minority communities.
Osnove, metod in tehnik njihovega izobraževalnega procesa izhajajo iz konceptov learning by doing ter Kolbovega kroga. Učenja s prakso verjetno ni treba posebej razlagati. Kolbov krog pa sicer sestoji iz štirih faz, pri katerih ni pomembno, katero izbereš kot izhodiščno. Važno je le, da prideš skozi vse. Te faze pa so razmišljujoče opazovanje, teoretična osmislitev pojava oziroma abstraktna konkretizacija, akcija oziroma aktivno eksperimentiranje in konkretna izkušnja. Več o metodološkem pristopu nam je povedala Lucy.
So I guess one of our kind of maybe guiding principles is that we believe in learning by doing. So we often use role plays and things to simulate situations and to give people an experience of what we are learning about. We like to emphasize the collective knowledge of the group, and we try to make spaces where that can be shared between different participants. So we ask people to reflect on their own experiences and to really think and analyze what has been positive or negative or challenging about those experiences, and then to discuss that and apply that to the topic that we're concentrating on. So we use as a kind of something to help us to structure our workshops. We quite often use Felix Kolb's learning cycle. So that's a learning cycle which moves from you can start in any place, but the cycle is experience, observation and reflection, theory, and then practicing and testing new concepts. So we use that cycle to help us when we are structuring the workshop. So often the whole workshop will go through that cycle, as well as individual exercises within the workshop will also try to follow that cycle. So we might start with theory and move to practice, but you can start anywhere in the cycle. And that's something that we use as a guide, but we don't stick to it very firmly because we want to balance that learning cycle with a more organic process. So when we are facilitating, it can often feel like improvisation. Sometimes the group doesn't behave in the way that you expect them to, and their needs might change halfway through the workshop. So we like to remain quite dynamic and remain reflexive so that we can change and respond to the situations that come up.
Po glasbenem premoru pa se ponovno vrnemo k zaskvotirani šoli v Solunu.
Θα βγει όλη η λέρα και μπάτσι θα κάνουν πέρα. Το νου σας δεν κοπρός κυλάνε, γίνει νύχτα μέρα. φαντασία και θα σκάσει αλήθεια. Και η Ελλάδα θα γίνει Γαλλία με το Σιβία. Του τύπα να πολέμουν σαν Ζουλού. Μάχη Μακελίδη, πολέμο από παντού. Θα σκάσουν τσακαλιά που παίρνει και από μπαρκά. Και εσύ πρωθυπουργέ θα κοιτά σαν το μαλάκα. Κάποιοι θα σκάσουν με κουμπούγια. Άλλοι με καλάθνικοφ με ούζι τσεκούρια. Κάποιοι με γκάνια μαστούρια. Θα μπουν με φούρια χαμούρια. Θα γίνει γιούρια. Θα πει κρατήσει χάο τρεσαμπούρια.
Ποιο κράτο πια αξία, ποιοι μπάση και ποια ουσία. Κάψτε τα όλα να ξεβρωμίσει η κοινωνία. Αστυνομία, τρομοκρατία και ο λαό σε απεργία. Απορώ πως μπορώ να ζω με 800 ευρώ. Θέλω να δω νεκρό τον κάθε πολιτικό. Εκείνον που λέει πως μάχεται για το καλό μου. Αλλά με τα λεφτά μου χτίζει δικό το εξοχικό. Επίθεση σε αυτούς που κάθονται στα σαλόνια. Δεν είμαστε πιόνια, βγείτε στους δρόμους με καδρόνια. Με πέτρες και μολότοβ διεκδικούμε ακόμα. Να πάρουμε πίσω ότι μας κλέβαν τόσα χρόνια δακρυγόνα. Το αίμα στράζει σταγόνα σταγόνα. Στην ατμόσφαιρα βρώμα ή πτώμα. Σα ποια εικόνα εθνικός αναβρασμός εξοργισμένος λαός. Μυρίζει επανάσταση, πλησιάζει ο καιρός. Που...
Θα βάλουμε βόμβα, θα ανατινάξουμε τη βουλή και μέσα τους 300 θα κάψουμε. Θα βγούμε στους δρόμους και θα τα σπάσουμε. Μήπως έτσι χαμαριαστούνε και κάτι αλλάξουμε. Θα βάλουμε βόμβα, θα ανατινάξουμε τη βουλή και μέσα τους 300 θα κάψουμε. Θα βγούμε στους δρόμους και θα τα σπάσουμε. Μήπως έτσι χαμαριαστούνε και κάτι αλλάξουμε.
Έχω σαλτάρει τελείως, σου λέω, έχω ξεφύγει γύρω μου. Αγανακτισμένοι μας στους δρόμους βγαίνουν λίγοι. Θέλει σπάσιμο και χάψιμο. Μας και χαμπαριαστούνε, θέλει πράξεις για να δούνε πως αυτά τα εννοούμε. Πως θα γίνει κυλαράδες. Μουν ο Παναπάτσι και πούστιδες παπάδες. Καβατζώνουνε χιλιάδες κάθε μέρα. Κι άλλοι με οικογένειες πεινάνε. Μα προσπαθούνε μπρο για να τα βγάλουν πέρα. Όλοι μαζί τα φάγαμε μα. Αναφέρεσαι σε σένα και σ' άλλους 299. Μιλά σωστά. Φτιάξε πύλες κι άλλα τόσα εξοχικά. Στις εκομπίνες διακίνησε όπλα και ναρκωτικά. Αν χαμηθείτε θα έρθει η μέρα. Σε κάθε λέρα μια σφαίρα. Και την βουλή την άγμα στον αέρα. Γιατί δεν παίρνουν από λόγια. Καταστρέφουνε τα όνειρά μας της Ελλάδος στα λαμόγια.
Με κουκούλες, όπλα και μολότοφ. Πρώτον, έρχεται η επανάσταση των γεγονότων. Έρχεται αυτό που θα μείνει στην ιστορία. Ξεσήκωμα μαζί για να μας δώσουνε αξία. Προς όλων των ελεύθερων, δεύτερον. Προς των υπουργών, ζείτε προς το παρόν. Καθήκια καθηκιών, για αυτούς που τα απαγόρευσαν. Δεν έχω επώνυμο. Θα δείτε τι θα γίνει νόμιμο. Απόλυση των πλήτων, όλων των ψιλομύτων. Θα και θα παίρνουν λεφτά με αυτά. Απορρίπτονται τα λόγια και η εμφάνιση των τρίτων. Σούρτα, φέρτα, σουτ και δίρτων. Rap, war, map, back. Πάτα για να μπει ξανά το track. Το rap μας πιο εθιστικό από crack. Πουτανάς και παθαίνεις track. Απ' το rap attack, tic tac. Απ' το rap attack, tic tac.
Θα βάλουμε βόμβα, θα ανατινάξουμε τη βουλή και μέσα τους 300 θα κάψουμε. Θα βγούμε στους δρόμους και θα τα σπάσουμε. Μήπως έτσι χαμπαριαστούνε και κάτι αλλάξουμε. Θα βάλουμε βόμβα, θα ανατινάξουμε τη βουλή και μέσα τους 300 θα κάψουμε. Θα βγούμε στους δρόμους και θα τα σπάσουμε. Μήπως έτσι χαμπαριαστούνε και κάτι αλλάξουμε.
Za tiste, ki ste pozabili temo tokratnega unikompleksa, naj ponovimo, da se pogovarjamo o izobraževanju zunaj ustaljenih uokvirjenih praks. Resnično pestrost delovanja v solunski zaskvotirani šoli bomo razbrali iz naslednjega naštevanja.
If you look a bit on the structure of the school, you can figure out the way the thing is separated. For example, you have the upper floor where you have the rooms that more or less look like classrooms, and there you have theoretical lessons like the languages, psychology lessons. And after that
juggling lessons
and after that you have the basement, which is more proper to for activities that exercise the body, and then you have martial arts like capoeira, Wing Chun, boxing. We have a room for with weight lifting and machines that you know to exercise. So it goes like this. These are the standard workshops.
We also have dance groups like swing, tango, contact, and we have also a theatrical group.
That's more on a regular basis, but sometimes we organize some extra short workshops the for in a specific subject, for example, how to make your own soap or
bread.
Or your own, how to make your own bread or diet dietology lessons. You know, we organize different things also. People come to share their knowledge or ways of cultivating the land. We have done some workshops on that also. Different, a lot of different things.
How to protect your land without chemicals, like to use ladybirds or other insects to protect your plants.
Ob tako raznoliki in razgibani dejavnosti z zelo različnimi sodelujočimi se samo od sebe postavlja vprašanje, kako se v takih pogojih prakticirajo alternativni pristopi k izobraževanju.
In this point we have not achieved a lot of things because you know, mainly the people who come and participate in these lessons are people that come from the ordinary society, and the people who know only how to function in an ordinary society, they function also like this inside the school. So mainly it looks like a traditional lesson, although of course there is no the authority of the teacher or anybody screaming or beating somebody up, but it's more like ordinary lessons. But we have a special group of there is some group of people that they are interested in the libertarian way of getting knowledge and self-educating. So they create a circle among themselves and they read some things and they make presentations out of it. So we have a self-educating circle about libertarian ways of education. So each time they make the presentation, some people try to adopt some of the techniques in their class and trying to motivate the students to take initiatives and begin a lesson by themselves or trying to find some information. Generally, people try to keep it horizontal and friendly, but not, there is not a specific method that we use in the classroom.
In every lesson, we have a person who has the knowledge. Like in German, there is a person who does the teacher. But the goal is to make all together to have the knowledge. But it is a little, in many lessons, it is a bit difficult to start learning from the zero. And it is more easy to have a teacher to do that. But the goal is to self-educate. So many lessons are making progress in that. Like they are organized, like the Italian class, they organize Italian kitchen, and they, when they are cooking, they speak all Italian, and they do that all together, not with the teacher. So I think in many lessons there are good steps, or in martial arts, many times the teacher doesn't come, and the participants of the lesson do the workout alone. So we are not perfect, but we make small and good steps to self-educating.
V nadaljevanju smo s Kvotarjem povprašali, kakšen odnos imajo sosejsko. Saj si že iz raziskav pri nas lahko predstavljamo, kako bi sosedje odgovarjali na vprašanje statističnega urada o tem, če bi za soseda imeli geja ali antiautoritarca. Za začetek poslušajmo, kakšne dejavnosti privabljajo sosede.
It's like the bazaar, some of the language lessons attract neighbors. The cooking shop is a little attracts some people. Mostly is the bazaar and the lessons. The good thing is that Some of them are coming like to the bazaar we do once a week. It is a good thing that some of them are coming. And the other problem is like in the Greek community, in whole Greece, that the most people are like that. They are afraid of these movements. They think there are criminals that are doing this because the government wants to show to the people that we are that kind of people, that we are criminals. So many people that don't know nothing about us, they are kind of afraid to get a contact. But in these 2.5 years, we have made a progress with that. In the start, most people were afraid of us, but now it's like half people, it's okay, and some of them are coming, and the other people are just not afraid anymore.
Yeah, generally people prefer that we are present here in this building and we keep the place clean and we make interesting things happening and giving life to this empty building. Of course, there are some very small exceptions that, like some people who rip off the posters or crazy people who throw eggs from the from their balcony when we make concerts. But this is just, I don't know, 2 or 3 people, not yes. More around this place.
Na Škotskem v tripodu, ki ni fizično prisoten v lokalni skupnosti, ampak deluje bolj na aktivistični sceni, se za izziv delovanja v lokalni skupnosti šele pripravljajo.
More recently we have been discussing wanting to move beyond that community and to see if we can work more closely with our geographical community. So people who live near to us and different groups and organizations that are also trying to make a positive change, but or to resist stuff that they that is problematic, but who are maybe don't identify as activists and maybe aren't so much part of the community that we identify as. So yeah, but basically it's one of our kind of possible future directions is to work more with the local community of people in Scotland, in Edinburgh, which is where we're based. And there's a whole kind of community education sector in Britain, which kind of we've realized this is kind of entire other world. And we want to see if we can work with that sector or if what the limitations are and if we can engage with community education in a useful way. So it's all kind of quite experimental at the moment, and we're going to try to test stuff out and see what works, what doesn't, and also to try to learn as much as we can from other people who are already doing that kind of work.
Medtem, ko se z lokalno skupnostjo še niso pretirano ukvarjali, imajo po drugi strani veliko več izkušenj s skupnostmi v uporu. Lucy nam bo v nadaljevanju povedala, na kakšen način so povezani.
There seems to be quite a big shift recently, especially with things like the Occupy movement, to basically a lot, it feels like a lot more people are angry in Britain. There seems to be more people who are directly affected by the hierarchy of decision making in this country, and especially through the financial cuts. And with more people being angry, it feels like grassroots groups and the rebellion movement, if you want to call it that, are trying to involve more people and trying to diversify who is involved in organizing. And so that is a really, it feels like it's a really interesting time within the rebellion movement, and lots of different initiatives are starting at the moment. So there's a lot of I guess there's a lot of scope, a lot of space for skill sharing to happen with new people getting involved and with more experienced people needing to learn and to change the ways that, that things are being done, the ways that that resistance is happening. So yes, we are quite closely connected, and a lot of our workshops are with active political groups. Well, it's really interesting that the tactics of the rebellion movement are also seem to be in a state of change. So for a lot of the kind of late 2000s era, so 2007-ish until 2010-11, there was this pattern of tactics that was being used by a lot of grassroots groups in Britain, and that tended to be kind of blockades and direct action in the form of large groups of people going to one place and trying to shut it down. And it feels now that people have become a little bit tired of that tactic, and that they want to, that there's a risk and a danger of repeating that tactic too many times, and the authorities are getting more experienced and used to dealing with it and repressing it. So it feels at the moment that there's a kind of a need to be more creative with tactics, and so the workshops that we were doing, which might have been more suitable for the, that old style of action, maybe are less suitable now. So we are also in a state of reflecting, and also of wanting to adapt and change and think about how the content of our workshops can be most useful for the rebellion initiatives that are happening now. And that's a constant question. I don't have the answer for it, but it's something that we are very aware of, that the tactics of what is actually happening on the ground in terms of resistance must inform the content of what we are delivering.
Glede sodelovanja v uporu pa niso srmežljivi niti v solunski zaskvotirani šoli svobodnih znanj.
We have a political exist. Whenever is an issue like a strike or whatever, we go to the streets, we make a block and go to the streets to protest. Like there is a big thing now in a factory in Thessaloniki called Biome. They are making plakakia.
Tiles.
They are making constructional things to make buildings. I don't know the exact words to describe the what things they are making. So the factory was bankrupt, and the people working there said, okay, we will occupy the building and we will work it for ourselves. So we are helping these guys to succeed, because now they are unemployed, they have kids, they want experience from assemblies, etc., to make it happen. So we and other collectives, not only us, are helping them to achieve this thing. Also, whenever is an anti-fascist movement, like in different towns around Thessaloniki, the fascists are making offices. So to gather people, so we go to protest against them, or many times to have a fight with them. And whenever there, especially now, whenever is a fascist at the movement thing, we participate to that. And also we make εκδηλώσεις. We made talks about political things like solidary economy, or like the fascist rise here in Greece, and about the economical crisis here in Greece, and how we can resist to that and to the government. And especially whenever is Whatever is need to for people to gather and help to these things, like to occupy the universities, we participate like school.
Oddajo zaključujemo z ugotovitvijo, da sta kolektiva kljub idejni podobnosti zelo različna. Tako na škotskem tripodu, kakor v Solunu v šoli svobodilnih znanj, izhajajo iz tradicije radikalnega, libertarnega ali skupnostnega izobraževanja, kar se kaže predvsem v načinu organiziranja in principih delovanja, ki temelijo na direktni demokraciji, nehierarhičnosti, avtonomiji in samoorganizaciji. Vendar pa sta vsebina in način odražanja delovanja zelo različna. Medtem ko solunska šola funkcionira kot skupnost že sama po sebi, bi za kolektiv iz Škotske lažje rekli, da so sami po sebi delček, recimo i uporniške skupnosti. Vendar bi se kljub temu obe skupnosti verjetno lahko poistovetili s tem zaključkom.
The most important achievement is that to make the people who participate, that are people who grew like us, who grew up in the ordinary society, to make them realize that the organization of the society can be done in a different way, that it is possible to lead our own life, take it in our own hands, and define our own needs, and also decide about the ways that we are going to cover these needs, from the most basic needs like like working and food and I don't know, dressing, to the more complex one like the access to the knowledge and entertainment also. So we promote the self-organizing of life in its full extent. So this is the most important thing. Of course, most of the people don't understand this from the beginning. Of course, this is our mission. But step by step, we have more and more people participating and taking responsibilities, and also going out in the street with the block of the school, so participating in demonstrations, helping in the place, because it's not only the political part, of course, it's the practical one. We step by step, we have more and more people, cleaning the place, helping in the bar, writing political texts, participating in the meetings. But this is just—it's a slow procedure. But this is the main thing that we.
So the goal is to show to the whole community of Greece, to the whole world of people of Greece, that there is another way from capitalism. So we have to show them that there is something different that we can all do to get out of this. From this crisis, from this world, from this capitalism,
dead end.
From this dead end.
Uporno krajšal intervjuje Kuki.
Delujejo v, bom rekel, nestimulativnih razmerah. V razmerah, v katerih nimajo nobene zanesljivosti, nobene varnosti. Lejte, kaj se lahko zgodi v takem sistemu? Pa tudi recimo pri profesorjih kasneje. Lahko se zgodi to, da se začne cel sistem obnašati neracionalno.